Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm host Mike Wobschall. We're joined by the newest Minnesota Viking, quarterback Josh Freeman.
Hey.
Welcome to Minnesota, man.
Oh, thank you.
How do you like it so far?
I like it from what I've seen. You know, physicals, meeting with coaches. It's been everything you'd hope for on a first day.
When you get away from all of that stuff, the business stuff, and you get down to just a football environment, what was it about Minnesota that was so appealing to you?
Just talking with different GMs and different teams, and everybody's got what they think I'm going to want to hear. And, Rick Spielman, Coach Frazier, they basically said, hey, it's a perfect football environment. You know, you have a chance that, I can't promise you anything, but I can promise you have a chance to come in and, you know, get better at football and have no distractions, just focus on football and, you know, and do it around great people. And that's something that, all around really, really intrigued me.
You know, you come and you're a teammate now with the NFL's MVP, Adrian Peterson. It's kind of fun to suit up with a guy like that, isn't it?
Oh, no question. I think every quarterback would love to have a running back like Adrian. You know, he's a great player. And obviously, his record speaks for itself, his reputation. But, I think more so than that, you know, you see all the stuff he does in the community. I think he's an unbelievable human being as well as a great football player.
Tell us a little bit about yourself as a football player. If someone were to say, what's the scouting report on Josh Freeman? What kind of player are you?
Well, I like to say that I have a nice balance. You know, I throw the deep ball well. You know, I'm a guy that plays the game with passion, but yet at the same time, when the heat gets turned up, can keep a level head. And a guy that just loves to go out and prepare, compete, and win.
You're used to wearing the color purple. You played at Kansas State, right? So we know you look good in purple, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because I took a visit here pre-draft.
Okay.
And that was just the feel, you know, the feel of the building, just being around the people, and, it's a beautiful city. It was somewhere that I could definitely, at that time, could have seen myself ending up.
You know, this is a good spot to be in the off season. A lot of fun things to do. What are some things that you like to do to kill some time? What are some of your hobbies? Anything in particular you enjoy doing?
Well, I used to go out to the beach, but...
We have to go to a beach at a lake here.
That's what I hear. You know, I hear that
right.
It's...
No oceans.
I hear the summers are unbelievable. I've got Adam Weber, a guy that played at University of Minnesota, was with me in Tampa, and he always raves about Minnesota. So just... from what I do in the off season, I like to stay active, working out, going out, hanging out with my teammates, getting to know them on a different level. I collect pythons.
Wow.
Yeah, bull pythons. I know it's a shocker, but it's something that.
Thanks for not bringing them with you.
No, yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. You
know, but I don't know. It's been kind of a hobby since I was young. We go out and catch snakes, and I got my first bull python when I was in third grade. And just kind of, as years went on, just kind of got new ones and kind of grew the collection. And it's been entertaining. It's been a lot of fun.
So how you got to ship all that stuff up here now. How are you going to do that?
No, I'm not so sure I'm going to do ship all of it up here.
Okay, good. I think a lot of people are going to be happy to hear that.
No, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of cages. It'd be more of a hassle than anything, I think, at this point in time. But it's just a hobby, looking into them, researching them, figuring out which one you want to get next. It's almost trying to collect different kind of morphs. And I don't know, it's always just been a fun hobby of mine.
You know, looking back in the media guide, it looks like you were fairly active in Tampa Bay as a member of the community there, and then even back home, I'm sure, and where you're from is Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. So are there any causes that you're looking forward to maybe engaging with here, or what's your approach there from a community perspective?
From a community perspective, we did a lot of things through Freeman's Frontline and partnered with the Buccaneers and gave tickets to a lot of games, but, worked with Boys and Girls Club. And big thing big passion of mine is just giving kids an opportunity to succeed in life, because there's so much and so often that kids don't even really have a chance to get out, for whatever reason. But just my focus is mainly on the youth, and giving them, whether it's helping them with a scholarship, helping them different incentives, different whatever it may be, just trying to give them all a chance, and that's something that, me and my dad have spent a lot of time talking about, and really geared my main focus in terms of philanthropy towards that.
Great. Well, on behalf of Vikings fans and the Vikings, welcome to Minnesota. We're glad you're here.
Hey, thank you.